Just catch that wave and don't be afraid of loving me. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Relationship, Cult, Shock T. Rating, Teen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Mer People. Rescue, Flirting, Dangerous Flirting, Seduction, and Alternate Universe, Age of Sail. You know, Shock says, and watches the man jerk upright with wide eyes. She smiles, careful not to show teeth, and pulls herself out of the water just enough to fold her arms on the stone, resting her chin on them. You know, she says, now that she has his attention, those pretty earth-brown eyes fixed on her. I usually eat men like you. The sailor doesn't move for a long, long moment, eyes tracing over what he can see of her. His breath is coming fast, even if he's already controlling it, and his hand twitches towards the sword at his belt. Shock left it with him, of course. There's no chance it can cut through her skin after all. Not unless he's very motivated. If you eat sailors, why the hell am I still alive? He asks harshly. The rest of my crew... Shock tips her head, then uncurls her arms, sets her hands flat on the stone. With a heave, she hauls herself up and out of the water, settling on the floor of the sea cave with her meters of tail still curling in the pool. She hears the man's breath catch, sharp and loud, and gives him a smile, pleased by the reaction. This time she doesn't bother to hide her teeth. You were thrown overboard, she says, and leans in, long talons scraping against the stone. Leku curling beside her hands as she looks up at him. The man stares at her, then swallows and looks away, rubbing his hands over his face. Griffin pirates, he says disgustedly. They took the ship? And your men, Shock confirms. She had considered eating the pirate that the man had managed to kill before they took him, because it was such a nice gift, but, well, more important things had occupied her attention. Grief twists his face, along with anger. They vibrate over Shock's senses, and she's a hunter, is used to fear and rage, but they still make her Leku curl uncomfortable, the sensations sharp against her nerves. The man usually smiles, laughs in between the sharpness. He's kind to the cabin boys and fond of the men of his ship. And that's the first thing that caught her attention when she was following his ship. This now is all sharp, though, all rough, and she wants to reach for him. Sithing hells, the man says and curls forward, burying his face in his hands. All of them? Were any? Carefully, Shock pulls herself a little closer, the slide easy across the slick stone. No one else was dumped in the ocean, she says. I would have smelled them. You sure your kin didn't eat them? The man challenges. And this time his anger is all aimed at Shock, a bared blade. It's not really meant for her, though, so Shock brushes it away, lets it fade as she watches him with calm understanding. It takes a long moment, but he looks away, shoulders dipping, expression twisting, and Shock leans in. She lays a hand on his shoulder, careful of her claws, and says, I have no kin in these waters, sailor. There is only me. Colt, the man says, raising his head again. He looks her over, eyes lingering on her red skin, her white markings, the blue of her mantles and leku. He takes a breath, then smiles wry, and says, things in the ocean that are as pretty as you are usually poisonous. Shock laughs, leaning in. She traces a knuckle down his chest, the open white shirt revealing skin. I didn't think your kind would find my kind attractive, she says, amused. So you're not poisonous? Colt asks, raising a brow at her. Humming, Shock reaches up and skims a curious hand over his short buzz of black hair. It doesn't just mean poison, she says. Just as often, it means danger. No need to ask if you're dangerous, Colt says, a little rueful. He pulls her hand away, turning it over to look at it, and then glances up to hold her gaze. Why'd you save me? He asks. Because you were interesting, Shock says, and lets him draw his thumb up the markings on her arm, tracing the muscle. You are dangerous as well, but you can be kind with the young ones. Colt pauses, expression darkening, and he closes his eyes. Those pirate bastards will execute them, he says, ragged. Fives and heavy and all the rest. They're going to take them back to their base, string them up, and turn them into a warning for the Navy. Shock frowns, pulling back. They would be so cruel, she asks with concern. And Colt laughs, bitter and sharp as brackish water. They're not like you, he says, and his hands settle at her waist, thumbs brushing the spot where smooth red skin turns to tough red and silver hide. Shock shivers at the feeling, and Colt catches it, watching her with dark eyes. Not like me, Shock asks, tilting her head. But you hunt both of us. Yeah, Colt says, but they don't just kill because they're hungry. Shock doesn't even have to consider. She smiles with teeth and says, I know where they go when they have captives. Colt stills, his eyes widen. You do? He echoes and pulls back to look at her. But it's hidden with Dooku's magics. Shock laughs, and this smile is all teeth. More threat than anything else. Dooku is just a man, she says. My kind has roamed the oceans since long before the ancestors of man first climbed down from their trees and stood on 2 feet. I do not fear him. No, Colt says, barely a breath, and there's something in his face that Shock can't read. I guess you don't. The stories, your kind being sorcerers, that's true? Shock chuckles. In a way, she says. It takes study, and I have studied. She pauses, studying the lines in his face, the wear of concern, the fear, and feels herself soften. Reaching up, she curves a hand around his cheek. Then leans in, pressing her lips to his forehead. Rest, Colt, she says. When the tide turns, we may leave to find your men. broad fingers find hers, and Colt brings his hands together, hers caught in the cup of them. He stares at her for a long moment, then breathes out, leaning down to lay a kiss across her knuckles. "What can I call you?" he asks, glancing up at her. "You saved me, and you're going to save my men, but I don't have anything to give you in return." Shock shakes her head, twisting her hands to lace their fingers together, red and brown. "I'm Shock, and I don't ask for a reward," she says and smiles at him. "I told you, I usually eat men like you, but you're different, and seeing that is reward enough for me." "I think the sea just made me the luckiest man alive," Colt says roughly, and closes the space between them to kiss her, hard and desperate and rough. Shock kisses back, soothing and steady, and drags him down to the slick stone floor to keep him occupied until the tide shifts. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.